Hey, John.
Hey, what?
Did you know that if you go to 1620thezone.com right now, you could sign up to win a trip to, well, you can't, but the listeners could sign up to win a trip to Las Vegas?
How do I do that?
Well, so you go to this website. It's called 1620thezone.com. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And you put in, I think all you do is put in your email. Boom. You get a chance to win, whether it's a local 1620 The Watch party at Backlot Tap House in Exarban for you and your crew. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. Or a trip to Las Vegas for 1620 The Watch party, where one grand prize winner will score a flyaway to Vegas to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. Just join in on the madness right now at 1620thezone.com. 1620 The Watch party powered by Circa Resort and Casino and Backlot Tap House.
So all I do is go to 1620thezone.com and type in my email.
Boom.
Just anywhere?
Well, I don't think just anywhere, John.
There's a specific page.
I just retweeted a link. Happer just tweeted it out. He talked about, he says, come to Vegas with me. I'll show you the secret of what to do on a 16 in blackjack, 100% hit rate. Oh. I have never played blackjack, so that would be good to learn how to be great at blackjack.
Mm.
I like blackjack.
Mm.
1620thezone.com. Find the subscribe today link. That'll be the way to start. Things have already gotten crazy because, you know, the smaller league tournaments, some of them have already begun. Mm-hmm. The top seed in the ASUN, the Atlantic Sun.
The ASUN?
They lost to the 10 seed.
Oh. Wow.
Last night.
So they just cost themselves a bid.
Well, Eastern Kentucky did, and they might not even get into the NIT. It used to be that if you were a regular season conference champ and you lost in the tournament and you didn't get a bid to the dance, you would get a spot in the NIT. They don't even allow that anymore.
That's garbage.
I know.
We can't even go to second-rate tournaments anymore.
Can't even do that.
That's sad.
Also last night, UNLV won. Now, this wasn't conference tournament action, but UNLV upset San Diego State.
It's crazy that they're already playing their tournament.
No, no, this is not a tournament. This is regular season. But I mention that because right now, UNLV doesn't have a resume that is good enough at this point to be in the tournament, according to most of the prognosticators. In fact, let's see, taking a look at the old Bart Torvik, UNLV is the 11th team out.
Mm.
So they are 11th in line in the first teams out tab on BartTorvik.com, meaning it's unlikely they're going to get an at-large bid, but
well, that the rest of the league's getting a ton of schools in,
they
right?
are, but they could be a dirty bid stealer.
Mm.
A dirty bid stealer. And that's something you have to watch for, especially if you're a bubble team who doesn't want to.
Is this more crapping on Nebraska again?
Nope.
Oh,
nope,
hey, if Nebraska loses, everyone's going to be sad, and then they'll miss the tournament, and then John will probably laugh a little bit, and Josh will be right on his grumble.
My name's John, and I like Huskers doing bad. Yep.
But I did classic notice John. This. You can go to Bart Torvik and simulate the tourney based on where the teams might be seated. And on the simulation of the Mountain West tournament, well, let me give you an example. Let me give you just to show you what it's like elsewhere in the universe. So I did the same thing on... Let's see. I think I picked the Big East. I picked both the Big East and the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Big East, I ran the simulation, and UConn has a 47% chance of winning the Big East tournament. That's a hefty percentage.
That is large.
That is a hefty percentage for a conference that's likely going to have three teams as top four seeds.
I saw a graphic on ESPN, and I don't mean to move away from college hoops, but just for a second, yesterday, where the Celtics, it was like a 58% chance to win the East this year. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even the number one seed, and I was like, what the hell?
I ran a similar simulation on the Big Ten tournament, and Purdue, a 54% chance of winning the Big Ten tournament. Well, in running a similar simulator on the Mountain West, check out these numbers. Utah State as the one seed, 14%. Nevada is the two seed, 14%. UNLV is the three seed, 14%. Boise as the 4 seed, 13%. San Diego State as the 5 seed, 21%. New Mexico, 13%. It's that balanced.
Yeah.
That's how deep this conference is. 7 deep going down to New Mexico and Colorado State. In other words, if you just want to watch for excitement, first of all, these games have been great all year in the Mountain West, these late night games. This is the tournament to watch.
Do you buy this?
Because UNLV, unlike these other teams I've mentioned, and maybe even Colorado State or New Mexico might be playing themselves off of the bubble, those teams are going to be a little bit more on the desperate side.
Mm-hmm. Do you buy this league having a lot of success in March in the NCAA tournament? Because
I believe they can.
I know that this has become a conference of a little bit of discourse, just given that, you know, it is not obviously referred to as a power league. They are going to have a ton of teams in the dance. I know that it seems like some Creighton fans have been having fun with Nebraska fans about, you know, more Mountain West teams getting in than them or whatever it is. But I feel like a lot of eyes are going to be on the Mountain West when we get to the tournament in a couple of weeks. A lot of people are going to be watching it to see how it does, just given the number of teams that are going to make it over.
Sure. Sure. Now I would be careful, because a lot of people like to, and we do this all the time. We do it in postseason football. We do it in postseason basketball, that it is the tournament. It's how you do in the tournament that judges the quality of a conference.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some truth to it, but it's not all of the truth. So again, sometimes it's about matchups. Last year it worked out great. Mountain West ended up in the national championship game in the form of San Diego State. So it's there's a lot of different metrics that we can use to judge a conference's strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate for it, especially after as well as they've played. And given the arguments of the day, are that the power conferences are flexing more of their muscle, they're going to want more of the action, they're going to want more of the money, they're going to want more of the bids. And if you are like me and you want to preserve these events and allow more inclusion instead of more brands, then
in a way, aren't you kind of rooting for them?
Then you're rooting for the Mountain West to do well.
Yeah.
My brand.
I think so, too. I think you're rooting for them to do well in the NCAA tournament because that's better for the sport overall. Going back to what we talked about a lot yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to hurt, because the Big Ten's always going to be the Big Ten. They're always going to have the huge brands. They're always going to be, you know, thought of very highly,
mm-hmm.
understandably so. But they've also gone an entire generation without winning a national championship. Which, if you think about it, it's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how rare that would be.
Well, even
you would think they would at least back into one or two in the last 25 years, but they haven't.
Hell, John, I mean, even in football, it was, what, 68 for Ohio State all the way till 97 when Michigan won the split with Nebraska. And then it was Ohio State in 02 and 14. I mean, even then it still takes, you know, whereas the SEC is doing it every year or every other year, seemingly for years. And yet this league that has a lot of power and a lot of sway, and yet they have had struggles.
Yeah, I've used the descriptor of the Big Ten as the McDonald's of conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows who they are. They're the most popular brand. You know, a lot of folks will dine there.
But how many people say it's the best? You know,
but
not very many.
But they'll never win any awards.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the Big Mac's not winning any awards.
Billions and billions served. In the case of the Big Ten, millions and millions watch.
Yep. But they're never going to win any trophies for it.
Yeah.
With the obvious exception of Michigan this past year in football. But either way, that'll be a fun watch, the Mountain West tournament.
John writes, John talking about all these simulations that he keeps running makes him sound like a huge nerd.
Yeah, you sound like me.
You do. John, Nick, handshake me.
Wow. I mean, John has been getting a little more lately.
He has. Can't wait for him to start talking about universal health care.
Oh, no.
Did I see somewhere where President B lost last night? Did he lose something?
No, the election is in November, John.
Mm-hmm. No,
remember?
But
don't forget, tonight he's speaking.
Wasn't there a bunch of primaries in Cockeye last night?
Yes. Did he lose somewhere?
I think he lost a state.
No, really?
I thought I read that somewhere. I mean, it's already a foregone conclusion. We know who's running for president. We know who's left. But
oh, he loses the American Samoa Democratic Caucus.
Oh,
damn!
Hey, they're a part of the country too, John.
Yeah, John. Honestly, I did not know about that until right now. I was like, what are you talking about?
Here, I thought it was a big deal. Like, yeah, he lost Massachusetts.
Yeah, that didn't
Yeah,
happen.
He lost Connecticut. No, he lost American Samoa.
Andy says, do you all know what channel is the Central versus North game? It's on streaming, which we just pulled up, by the way. Go Vikings! Whooping that Eagles' ass, 11-7.
Oh, yeah, it's a... Yeah.
Let's go, Vikings! V up, baby! I'm going to talk so much trash to Happer if they hold on to win.
If you have the... It's the NFHS app?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
If you have that, but you have to pay, you know, $11 a month or $100-something a year. But that's the only place it's being aircast right now on the video.
By the way, the not sports flash worthy, but the Bills have been cutting a lot of players from their roster to get a lot of cap room, including the most recent one, Tre'Davious White. That just came down, two-time Pro Bowler, just got released. Right now, they entered the day $50 million over the cap. Right now, they have, I believe, about $36 million of cap space given all of these moves. So certainly a different roster construction coming next season for the Buffalo Bills.
Mm.
Yeah, indeed.
It's good to be a franchise that has cap space this year. For once.
Dude, yeah, what a time to be alive for John Bishop. He can pay attention to the draft.
I know. I mean, again, imagine all the great picks we get. Pick third round, fourth round, fifth round.
Yeah.
Picking first round, we might as well pick God.
God, I feel like we're going to start.
We're so good at picking fifth round, picking God.
This is going to be like old school Unsportsmanlike Conduct where you'll be reaching out to Nick like Sevier used to reach out to me and say, hey, can you have this draft guy on and this draft guy on? Matt Miller.
Can't remember
all of the names from the old days. Don't worry, Nick.
Oh, all those places.
Nick, don't worry. That ain't going to.
Love the draft.
One of my favorite handshake memes that John and I have is, you know, we watch the draft when it's on. That's kind of what we do.
You can add me to this list, too, because I was more of football, finally, when the last draft happened.
Very proud of you.
And I paid attention to the first round, and then after that, I'm like, okay.
It's great to have honest background noise on days 2 and 3, but, you know, there's a lot of Cowboys people that I follow that just adore it.
But you might miss the next Tom Brady or Brock Purdy.
I'll figure it out. You know what? I'll figure it out when I'm watching them play in the fall.
And then the announcers say it. Oh, you know, he was picked last.
People forget. Mr. Irrelevant. By the way, North's now up 11-9. Oh, crap. Oh, wait, never mind. Nope, they're up 14-9.
You don't even know which team is yours.
No,
you were worried. You thought Omaha Central had scored. No.
For two reasons.
Central's in purple.
Colorblind. Thanks, John, for picking on me. You absolute monster.
Well, you're the one
that
your beard is red.
North is wearing they're wearing their white uniforms, and they're listed first on the... It's bad... That's bad broadcasting. I'll say it right now.
What do you
they
mean?
Need to be the second team.
No. The score bug is color coordinated.
No,
the North is the lighter color bug, and the central one is the
purple.
They're
wearing the white uniform. That means that they're the home team.
North
is on the left.
No one reads it like that.
Yeah, home teams are always the second team on the...
I don't read it like that. I literally looked at, Omaha North. They're the lighter color score bug. They're in the lighter color jerseys. Also, I know that Omaha Central's purple.
I'm colorblind, so purple looks blue to me. Gosh. Can't wait to talk to my therapist about this in a few weeks.
All because you were watching high school sports.
I've made a huge mistake.
Is Matt Rhule top 25 worthy?
Can't wait for John to make more people angry today. Because he's going to say, hell no, he must go.
I didn't say any of that.
John Bishop, Jimmy Allen, they should do a podcast. They both like to say inflammatory things.
Oh, the inflammatory boys.
They make pills for that.
Mm.
1620 the zone.
Nick Grimm for Circa Sports Iowa. You know, at the end of the month when we're at the beautiful Circa Resort in Las Vegas, it will be both during the dance and opening day of Major League Baseball. If you don't make it there with us, you can still have the next best thing in the palm of your hand back home with the Circa Sports Iowa app. You can place bets anywhere in the state of Iowa, whether it's on the dance or opening day. They offer tight money line splits, and they strive to keep lines at a minus 110 split. They don't keep as much money on large market bets like other places do, and they won't limit you for constant winning, which is great because in both the MLB and the dance, there's a lot of games happening at once, and if you're on a roll, they don't want to interrupt that. Their hospitality is also just second to absolutely nobody. If you ever run into any issues at all or you have any questions, reach out to them either through email, which is in the app, or tweet at them. And a real person, not an AI, a real-life human, will get back to you as soon as they can and resolve whatever issue might have popped up. Go ahead and level up your sportsbook game today. Check out Circus Sports Iowa app, again, anywhere in the state of Iowa. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.